World Sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross coming up in the next 10 minutes. It's a mauling for Manchester United at the hands of rivals Liverpool.
Here's Sturridge opening up for him. Shot deflected. Suarez onside and scores. Gets the third. And Liverpool are flying at Old Trafford.
Arsenal make sure it stays a four-way race for the title with a 1-0 win over North London neighbours Tottenham Hotspur. And in tennis, we'll be live in the US as Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer battle it out in the final of the Indian Wells Open. We start with the match that led Wayne Rooney to call Sunday one of the worst days I've ever had in football. Liverpool's 3-0 demolition of Manchester United at Old Trafford moves them within 4 points of leaders Chelsea at the top of the English Premier League. Here is the BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball with more.
This result brings into sharp focus where these two clubs are at the moment. Liverpool, dominant, vibrant, competing for the title. United, listless, subdued and very likely to miss out on the Champions League. It could easily have been 6 or 7 nil. Gerrard scored two penalties and hit the post with a third. Liverpool should have had a fourth penalty when Sturridge was tripped by Carrick. Suarez got his goal, but De Gea denied him another with an incredible save. Vidic was sent off for supposedly tripping Sturridge for the third penalty, although there wasn't any contact. But all in all, Liverpool were the better side by miles, and if United can't overturn their 2-0 deficit against Olympiacos on Wednesday, their season is over.
Three of Liverpool's fellow title contenders have still to visit Anfield before the end of this season, and their captain Steven Gerrard believes his side can now end their 24-year wait for a league title.
We're in the title race. I think before today's game, there was a big question anger over us. You know, are they good enough to go and beat Manchester United and prove to everyone and make a statement that they are genuine title contenders? And we are. We're there and we're going to give it everything. We've got to go and try and win it. But Chelsea are a magnificent team with a world-class manager. And Manchester City's squad's fantastic and they've got a world-class manager. And Arsenal are still in there, and Tottenham are breathing down our necks as well. So it's not easy. It's not as if it's a two-horse race and we're looking favourites. You know, there's other contenders in there. But, of course, we'll take the pressure and we'll go for it.
As for United, it was their sixth loss at Old Trafford this season. It leaves them 12 points adrift of the top four. Next up, the visit of Olympiacos in the Champions League on Wednesday, with United hoping to overturn a 2-0 first-leg defeat. That Champions League may be David Moyes' last chance of qualifying for the Champions League again next season. And the United manager has issued a rallying cry to the BBC's Steve Wilson.
You know, the way the crowd reacted today...
That was phenomenal, wasn't it, actually?
Phenomenal support inside the ground here today. If they give us that level of support on Wednesday night, we'll have a great chance of getting through.
And in the position you're in, are you now realistically counting out Champions League qualification?
I'm just going to try and keep winning the games. The teams above us are doing well. It looks as if we're a long way off it. We're well aware of that, but we're going to try and keep fighting for it.
Well, Liverpool's win at Old Trafford placed extra pressure on Arsenal in the late game to keep up with the title race pace. They took 3 points with a very special goal early on.
Did a shot driven in, goodness gracious, what a goal by Rosicki. It just flew in, the angle was acute. What a start from Arsenal. In the second minute, Rosicki scored, and it's Spurs 0, Arsenal 1, what a goal.
Well, that strike 72 seconds in from Tomasz Rosicki, enough to give Arsenal the victory and close the gap to leaders Chelsea to just 4 points. Manager Arsene Wenger telling the BBC's Jonathan Pearce that that fast start was the catalyst to coming out on top.
Unbelievable start, especially from Tomasz Rosicki, you know, and a goal coming from nowhere. And after that... Of course, in the second half, we had to absorb a lot of pressure. But clear-cut chances, apart from one or two crosses from our left, I think they had not a lot.
Was it a must-win game, knowing that Liverpool had won, knowing that Chelsea had slipped up?
Yeah, of course, it was a must-win game. We played at Bayern, we come here, we played Everton just before. Of course, the succession of games of that intensity is always difficult.
Well, Arsenal and Liverpool are now just 4 points behind leaders Chelsea. Both have a game in hand. Tottenham, on the other hand, face an uphill task in securing Champions League football for next season. They trail fourth-placed Manchester City by 7 points, having played 3 games more, though boss Tim Sherwood says his side will keep fighting.
We've got to take our chances, but no one tries to miss chances, you know, and I wouldn't criticise anyone for that. They put themselves in there to miss them, and unfortunately today it didn't go for us, but I thought we were better than Arsenal, and they're title contenders, but we can't you know, do it just in London derbies. You know, we have to now pick ourselves up. The next Premier League game will be Southampton at home here, and if we perform anything like we do there, we'll win the game. We have to try and accumulate as many points as we possibly can between now and the end of the season, and that's what we're aiming to do. But first and foremost, I wanted a performance. I've got that today. I never got a result. All Tottenham fans would be very disappointed with that, and I can understand that. But if anyone's seen that game today, we don't deserve to lose.
Elsewhere in Europe, Lionel Messi has become Barcelona's all-time leading goalscorer after a hat-trick in his side's 7-0 rout of Osasuna in La Liga on Sunday. That 3 goals brings Messi's total to 371, breaking the club record 369 held by Paulinho Alcantara since 1927. The win moves them within 4 points of leaders Real Madrid ahead of next week's Clásico at the Santiago Bernabéu. Now to tennis, and in the last 2 minutes, two of the biggest names in the sport in the world, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, have just completed the final at Indian Wells. Let's cross live and get the latest from our tennis correspondent, Russell Fuller.
Novak Djokovic is the champion for the third time. He's won his first title of 2014 with a fabulous comeback to beat Roger Federer. Federer was in control in the first set, which he won by 6-3. Djokovic serving very poorly, but slowly came back into the match and took the second 6-3 to take us into the decider. He served for the title, Djokovic, but was broken to 15, completely lost his nerve. We moved into a tiebreak. Federer's level dropped significantly, and Djokovic, showing great determination, played a very steady, very sharp tiebreak to take the title. He's just given a big hug to Marion Vida, who's coaching him here in the absence of Boris Becker, who is now his main full-time coach on tour. Earlier, Flavia Panetta of Italy beat the number 2 seed Agnieszka Radwanska of Poland to take the women's title for the loss of just 3 games.
Russell, thank you very much. That's Russell Fuller live from Indian Wells. On the final day of the Winter Paralympics in Sochi, visually impaired skier Brian McKeever won his 10th career Paralympic gold medal and his 3rd title in Sochi. The Canadian made it 3 successive golds in the 10-kilometre event, having just missed out on selection for his country's able-bodied Olympic squad for the 2014 Games. He's told the BBC's Ed Harry that he's aware of the wider context of what it means to be Canada's most successful ever Winter Paralympian.
We've gotten so many notes from home and just, congratulations and notes of support and things like that. And it's overwhelming, really, just to know that there are people that are staying up in the middle of the night watching it, you know, not just friends and family, but complete strangers as well. And the story's bigger than us, for sure. I mean, we're just a couple of athletes, just 3 guys that are trying to make our way through these competitions. And, basically we have a job to do here, and that's what we try to do. And, you know, we've done our best, and I'm just really proud that we were able to do it as a team. Eric and Graham, just such great guys, absolutely phenomenal guys out here. So I'm pretty happy there.
So Canada's Brian McKeever on the Winter Olympics. In Formula One, Red Bull have appealed against the decision to disqualify second place Daniel Ricciardo from the Australian Grand Prix. Ricciardo was thrown out for breaching fuel consumption rules. Mercedes' Nico Rosberg won that race. Both Sebastian Vettel and Lewis Hamilton were among a number of drivers who ended up retiring. And the cricket, the hosts Bangladesh crossed Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the opening match of the World 2020 tournament, just 2 weeks after suffering a shock defeat to the same opponents in the Asia Cup. In the other game on the opening day, Nepal ran out easy winners over Hong Kong by 80 runs. As Zimbabwe play Ireland and the UAE take on Holland in Monday's matches, while India meets Sri Lanka in a warm-up game. That's ahead of the entrance of the Big 8 teams to the tournament next week. Before we go, a reminder of our top story. Wins on Sunday for Liverpool and Arsenal have moved both clubs to within 4 points of Chelsea at the top of the English Premier League. It really is looking like a 4-horse race for the title. That's your latest world sport from the BBC.